Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
We have some coronavirus news or some coronavirus updates for you, I suppose.
And a question from a listener as well.
Yeah,
packed inside.
Yeah, really good question from a listener. That'll come in just a minute here. First of all, a question. I've seen it pop up a couple different times now, and it's an interesting one. It's, could I get an antibody test to see if my vaccination is holding up? And the idea here is that I think most people out there are familiar with the fact that, you know, even if you've been double vaccinated, that after a period of roughly 6 months, depending on the vaccination, your immunity begins to fall. And
yeah,
that is evidence.
The level of neutralizing antibodies that is in your body right now.
There's that, yes. That has been shown in kind of serological tests, blood tests. But then also at the population level, epidemiologically, they've looked and said, look, you know, you can see it. You can see it in the people who are getting infected in real-world situations. So here comes the question. Well, what if I'm in a country like Germany that's not offering people like me a booster shot? So I've had my double vaccination, and I'm, I guess, probably very close to the six-month mark. Where is my immunity right now? I don't know. Hey, maybe for 20 euros, or at least that was the cost when I did it about a year ago, I could go get an antibody test and find out, you know, where I am.
The question is, what does that test tell you, or what is exactly the question here?
The question is that a good idea? What will it tell me, and what can I learn from that? The answer is no. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. It doesn't accomplish anything at all.
Why not?
It's just a waste of your money and a waste of resources.
Why not?
What you are going to see in there, first of all, it depends whether you've been vaccinated and you're looking for the antibodies that resulted from the double vaccination.
Or you've had it.
Those are two different kinds of antibodies. One of them is the vaccination is the spike protein antibodies. And if you've had the infection, they're looking for something called nucleocapsids. And the thing is, they may very well be able to look inside and come out with some numbers. Antibody numbers, but that doesn't actually necessarily mean anything. So if you have low numbers, your body might still deal very well with a new COVID-19 infection. You could have high numbers, and your body could perform terribly if you were to get infected with COVID-19 from somebody else.
So what does this mean? There's no way to determine your immunity at any point in time with a test?
At the individual level, no. So, or at the very least, let me put it this way. You could probably go into one of the leading medical facilities in the world, let's say the Charité in Berlin, and they're probably at a pretty decent individualized medicine level. They could tell you, Gabe, here's what we're seeing in there, and based on, you know, this, that, and the other underlying factors.
There's all kinds of different T cells, B cells, antibodies. They could tell us, or tell you, where you're at in terms of immunity.
Probably, levels. And in like a kind of holistic approach, knowing your entire medical background. But to go out and pay for a simple antibody test is not going to give you that. And it may give you
a false sense
of security when you shouldn't have one. Also, one last thing here on these antibody tests. I've done one myself. I paid for it and got a negative result. There are a lot of false negatives out there. So if not enough antibodies have appeared, or there just aren't enough antibodies for it to show up in the test. At that point, for a variety of reasons, you might get a false negative. You could also have false positives, meaning you show all this great immunity. Wow, I'm in good shape. But that might be because you got a different coronavirus, not the SARS-CoV-2. And so you've got all of these antibodies popping up and registering in the test and giving you this, again, false sense of security. I'm truly strongly protected, when that may not be the case. So don't do it. It's better off to just wait and get the booster.
Okay, we got an email from Diane in North Carolina in the United States, and she was wondering, let me just read off here quick. Hello, for a while I've been wondering what the best way is to accurately compare COVID case incident rates in various countries. She wrote a very long, very nice email from Diane in North Carolina, and wondering where on the internet you can find the best incidence rates. And for her, for sure, the CDC. And check your government, your more or less health ministry data, and that number tells you the average number of cases per day over the past week.
Which is a lot better than doing day by day, because the Saturday-Sunday data always screws things up.
No, it looks at the incidence rates over the week. And you're asking also for countries like Germany. There, I would definitely, again, go to government data. The RKI, or Robert Koch Institute, gives, again, up-to-date data. There, if you wanted, if you're really interested in Germany, you could look at the Robert Koch Situation Reports, is what they're called.
Oh, so, those are great.
Yeah. Every single day they have literally every piece of data that you could ever want about COVID-19 mapped out in English, situation reports. And there, if you looked at it today, you would know that in Germany there's an incidence rate of 110.
Be wary of those websites that, compile data from all around the world and try to give you a picture. You know, whether in regionally or country by country. I'm not saying that
there are a lot of them. And to answer your question, if you want that worldwide look, go to Our World in Data. They take their data only from governments and from health ministries. And that's the only place I would look. You were asking about a site called globalepidemics.org. Again, that looks legit because it's by Brown University. But check Our World in Data because they only get their data from governments. Mm-hmm. So.
And keep in mind that if you land on any other pages, that some of those, many of those, are advertisement driven, meaning that the you know, impulse or the reason for doing that, for getting you to look at that site may not be the same reason that you went to that site in the first place.
So, and there could be other sites with even worse ulterior motives.
Exactly.
You never know. Check the government sites.
Last coronavirus update here. It comes a new report also mentioning the CDC. That people vaccinated with COVID-19 are less likely to die of other causes.
If you get vaccinated, it's not only going to help you on COVID-19, but on other viruses or other
That was my initial suspicion, because there have been studies showing that, for example, if you are vaccinated against malaria, that this malaria vaccine will obviously, hopefully, protect you against malaria, but that in a weird kind of immunostrengthening knock-on effect, that you then tend to have lower mortality when it comes to other diseases as well. And that's something, current area of research, trying to figure out why that's the case and how exactly that works.
Yeah,
that's
all kinds of questions here. I mean, how do they determine this, and what exactly is going on?
So that was my first thought here, but that's not what this is about.
So what is it about?
They're not implying that it protects you from other viruses. It's just they looked at 10 million people, kind of a 50-50 split between unvaccinated, vaccinated. Vaccinated had the Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, or Janssen, vaccines, and they just found out that, generally speaking, there's a lower mortality rate amongst the people who have been vaccinated. So,
based on COVID numbers, or
probably based on behavior. What they did here is they weren't looking at COVID-19 deaths for this study.
Okay, so they took those out.
So you've got the people who are vaccinated against COVID-19, the people who are unvaccinated, and they said, forget COVID-19, what's happening to these people elsewhere outside of this pandemic? What do their mortality rates look like? And what they found is that for every, let's say, 100 people who were unvaccinated and would die from some cause, only 31 who had gotten the Moderna vaccine would have died from some other cause. With Pfizer-BioNTech, that number was 34. To the 100 on the other side of the aisle, and with Johnson & Johnson, 54%. Now, these numbers are kind of weird, and you're looking at them thinking, okay, wait, 54 for Johnson & Johnson, why would that be any higher than the other ones? And there you start to get to the truth of what this actually means. So, as you know, Gabe, here in Germany, Johnson & Johnson, this one-dose vaccine, that's very useful for groups of people that you can't necessarily rely on or to come in for that second dose, or that you can't even find again. One group here in Germany was the homeless, and that this vaccine was of particular use for that group of people because it was very difficult to make sure that, you know, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, that they would come in and get a second vaccination.
Hold on. There is that big of a difference in terms of mortality rate based on which vaccine you got?
Yes.
From 31 to 34 to 51?
54.
54?
For the Johnson & Johnson. But again...
Wow.
Yeah, no, but this is what they say. They say this finding might be because of differences in risk factors, such as underlying health status and risk behaviors among recipients of mRNA and Janssen vaccines that might also be associated with mortality risk. So what we're looking at here, in a lot of words, I suppose I should have said this right at the top, is correlation, not causation. Hmm. So there's a correlation between the groups of people who got these vaccines and lower mortality as opposed to the unvaccinated. Part of it is, look, if you're willing to go unvaccinated with great vaccines in the middle of a pandemic, that's a really dangerous pandemic, and you stand there and say, nah, I'm not going to do it, then your propensity to engage in risky behavior any day of the week is probably pretty high. You're probably doing other things that are also risky. Also, when you look at who got Moderna versus Pfizer, BioNTech versus Janssen, those are also different groups. So why, if it's correlation and not causation, who cares? Well, it's still relevant to take a look at this data, because the worst case scenario would have been if it had gone the other direction. For the vaccine skeptics out there, if they had seen that for some strange reason, the same people who had been going out and getting vaccinated tended to die slightly more often than the people who didn't, then you would have had not a strong argument, but you would have had loud voices coming out and saying, look, there must be something else going on with these vaccines. They must be, you know, it's not COVID-19 that they're
dying from. Regardless of what's happening COVID-wise, they're killing us.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah. And this is yet another argument. Again, it's kind of a big waste of space to talk about it, but yet another piece of the puzzle that shows, look, even take COVID-19 out of the picture, there's not only no sign that these people are dying more often than the unvaccinated, it's the opposite.
All right. Any questions on any of those three topics?
Get in touch.
Yeah, tell us. SU@DW.com.
Science Unscripted.